Jewel C, written by Kim Kelly and read by Helen Morse.
For Another Chance. What leaf-fringed legend haunts about thy shape of deities or mortals, or of both, in Tempe or the dales of Arcady? What men or gods are these? What maidens loath? What mad pursuit? What struggle to escape? What pipes and timbrels? What wild ecstasy? Ode on a Grecian Urn, John Keats, 1819. The tide swells, the storm uncurls. What is love but grit for pearls? Purple Days, Be Sharp, 1912. String. Tiger, tiger, burning bright. Irene. The heat rushes in with the opening of the door. Breathless, fag end of summer heat. And yet it's March, isn't it? My blouse sticks instantly to my skin, and it's only 9 o'clock, whatever it is. Roberts! Even my voice seems liquefied somehow, draining across the terrace boards towards the balustrade. It is March, yes? Yes, Miss Everly, he replies. This Roberts, my driver this past fortnight home at retreat. At all hours, he's impossibly erect, smiling, handsome, waiting at the bottom of the steps for me in the full glare of the rising sun now. His jacket is an essay on the insanity of man. I want to peel the deep green worsted off him. He informs me, it's the 12th of March. I don't believe it. Do you ever believe anything? Marg is following me out, keys in one hand, voluminous handbag always in the other. Humidity means nothing to her, unseasonable or otherwise. She was formed in Calcutta, mostly. I turn on the stair between her and Roberts, and whatever I might have quipped in response leaves me in the click of the door as Marg shuts it behind her. I take in the broad, strong back of my redoubtable companion, my navigator, Marg, Margaret Carson. The twitch of her wrist as she locks the door to save one of the maids forgetting to fasten the snib inside. I look up at the house, our dear retreat, the place where I was formed, mostly, and an odd hesitation catches me, an unfamiliar whisper of finality. This house, this haven of cool, pale stone, is a place I have yearned to leave ever since I knew how. Despite the solidity of both her dimensions and her market price, there has always been some impermanence beneath my feet here, some sense I have only ever been a visitor. I leave this house for months at a time, several times a year. I don't know why I should be even vaguely reluctant to leave her now. Why I should sense... what? I look out the other way again, beyond Roberts and the car, to the yachts on Freshwater Bay, bobbing and billowing through their breakfast diamonds as they do every sunny day. The Indian Ocean pounds at Cottesloe somewhere behind us, but here, at the sheltered mouth of the Swan, it's always calm, almost always a swimming day, and I am treading water out beyond the baths. Irene! Irene! Come back! A shark will take you! My mother calls me in from some ancient memory. I can see her waving to me, pleading from the shore, calling into me my one abiding fear. And it's not of sharks, but that I'll take a fatal gulp one day if I don't keep moving.